I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend Brittany Contreras here from Cross Country Locums. We are having fun doing a locum series together. Her and I have worked together since 2016-ish, somewhere around there. So you'll learn as you choose this world of locums, having the right recruiter is like a make or break with assignments and opportunities and negotiating, because they intimately know who you are, what you're looking for, and what is the best assignment for you. So thank you, Brittany, for being that other half of me and advocating.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me today. I'm Brittany with Cross Country Locums. I'm a midwife recruiter. Absolutely love it. I've been recruiting for now 11 years. Not a dull moment. It's like a puzzle to me, finding the right person, finding the right position, even seeing some go permanent, touching lives of others. I absolutely love what I do. So I'm so honored that you have me here to talk about these series and educate people what truly locums are, what is a locum midwife, and how I can help.
Yeah, well, I think you and I are very passionate. We want to advocate for midwives, and there's huge staffing shortages, and there's huge needs with maternity leave and turnovers of staff till they get credentialing. We should have more and more locum assignments out there. But part of it is what you're working on with your side to get more assignments, and then what I'm working on in my side just to educate midwives what is locum midwifery. So you and I are like, we have these big dreams to like make it a mainstream occupation choice for certain types of midwives that just don't know much about it.
Absolutely. This is huge. And there is, in this job, you're going to have waves. Don't get discouraged. There's going to be many months where that you might not have anything, and then months that you have 20, 30 opportunities, and it's hard to choose which one. So it's really fun. It gives you a work-life balance. It's also a great opportunity to get to travel with your family, get to touch lives, meet so many people, so many relationships that you build. But there is going to be, I tell everyone, don't get discouraged. There is going to be your highs and lows of locums, unfortunately.
Yeah. And what you and I have been chatting about the last 3 years, I've been pretty regularly where I take a month, month and a half off, and then I do another assignment. And this last fall with you, it was unusual. We just went right back to back. I extended and then I got to stay. Go right to the next place. And so it goes in waves where you think, oh, this is a perfect opportunity. I was going to take a month off, but I really want to go to this one. So as you get an established recruiter, and not just assuming a local midwife fits this category, just like we know as midwives, there could be birth centers, there could be home births, there could be hospitals, you could choose clinic, you could be a laborist. Like, I would love for you to expand all the different roles that laborist midwives can serve.
Absolutely. We have so many different opportunities from government where you're on an Indian reservation. They'll accept any state license. It's an awesome way if you don't want to carry that extra licensure. You can go at these government sites. And it's my baby. This is the one I absolutely love recruiting the most. You're helping a population that truly needs you. It's like a third world country in the U.S. And these patients, just you get attached to them. They treat you like family. They invite you to the different events. So you have the government opportunities, but you also have the commercial. We have local opportunities, birth centers, hospitals, clinic. If you want just labor and delivery, if you want women's health, there's all different types of positions. If you want to work, you know, week on, week off, if you want to work 3 months, if you want to work a year contract, you get to create your own schedule, and we can base it based on what you're looking for to create it around your family and you.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of it is just thinking outside the box, because too many midwives come to me and are like, I'm going to take this assignment and I'm just going to do whatever they tell me because they're used to working for the corporate America. You get a job, you're employed. I said, you're 1099. You are the boss. You need to advocate. Do you want to be three in a row? Do you want to work night shift? Do you want to work days? Do you want only clinic? Like, you have to be in this place where you are presenting yourself, not in an interview process for you are filling a short-term need. And what is your schedule fit? Because you've got lots of choices across the country if that one doesn't fit the style of what you're looking for. So I think that's an important thing for so many of the nurse midwives with extensive hospital experience. They've been employed for so, so long, shifting to be, you are a mini business. The write-offs are overwhelming. The opportunities, reading the contracts are different. So how do you help Brittany with that transition from midwives that are W-2 employed transitioning to more independent contractors? Because I'm sure a lot of them, it's a big shift for their first assignment.
Absolutely. It's my favorite. I just educate. I basically walk everyone from start to finish. I'm your point of contact. We walk you through the credentialing to the interviewing, going over your pay, the difference between what you're used to as an employee moving over to an independent contractor. And Leslie's right. You are literally your own boss. You create your own schedule, how you want to be paid, the potential to get as many hours as you want. If you want to work more, if you want to work less, you have the opportunity. But the biggest thing is independent contractors do have so many tax write-offs. So you're able to make way more money as an independent contractor than an employee. You don't have to worry about the overhead. You're going in, doing a job, and getting a leave at the end of the day. You're not getting involved in the meetings, all the extra stuff that you, an employee status carries, all the drama and all the extra. So it is nice. And then a lot, you get the financial freedom. You're able to pay things off quicker. You can go work a couple of months. I have so many that work like 6 months out of the year and then take 6 months off. It's so huge, especially to spend time with your family when you have small kids that you want to enjoy time. You still want to work, but you still want to have time and be a mom and staying at home with the family. So we have all different types of positions, but you're not alone in this. This is my most favorite thing is education, educating everyone what it's like to come over from an employee, moving over to the independent contractor. And it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. It's very easy. Yeah. Once you get your first assignment, you get the hang of it. And you're like, oh, this is really awesome. This is an opportunity for me and my family to do different things.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of it is just, and you and I are really good at this. I help a lot with the business consulting side of people going, whether they're going to be locums or start a business side hustle, but there's so many things we pay every day when we're employed after tax income that now your cell phone, your uniforms, a new car, trailer, all these things that you would have purchased anyways now can be purchased with pre-tax dollars for your business, the mini you. So people a lot of times are like, well, I made $5 an hour more. And I'm like, what did you save in taxes? Like, I can tell you that's where you're big. So that's part of thinking like a business owner is that you, these tax deductions are insane that you can do as 1099. There are some agencies out there that still have you as a W-2 if it's more of a nursing agency component. So I don't want to say across the board that they're all 1099s, but the ones that tend to treat you more like a physician provider realm, which is cross-country locums, does the 1099, which is far more my preference than the W-2.
Absolutely. And there's so many tax write-offs you don't even think about, like your cell phone usage, printer paper, your internet at home, home office. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. So things we already purchase day in and day out that you now can use as a business because you're using it to work and keep now your license. If you're your business owner versus sometimes people get it with their jobs that they get to get reimbursed for licensures and certifications. And sometimes you don't. You can choose to go to a conference. You can choose to use a certain amount of CEUs on your terms that you are the boss. You don't have to go through 20 steps of approval that I want to take this training, but it doesn't fit the algorithm qualifications for write-offs with that contract. So there's definitely perks to it, but it's also a little scary because you're used to every 2 weeks you get a paycheck. Once this contract ends, you have to take the initiative. You have to be thinking proactively. The IHS facilities are a little faster for credentialing, but you still have to think ahead of time after that. You're getting close.
Absolutely. And that's where it comes in, like having a recruiter that you trust that works with you. Hey, if you know your assignment's coming to an end in a month, let's look for what other options are. We can call in hospitals, clinics, and try to drum up some new business to get you that next contract to move. And then times that there's not, that's a great time for a side hustle. Like Leslie's doing with consulting. It's huge. So she fills in her gap. So if I don't have a contract, she's able to do her consulting without having to stress or worry what's going to be my next assignment. I've got to have my next assignment right after my other one.
Yeah. And that's part of that responsibility. You're going to make a ton of money in 3 months, but you've also got to say, okay, if I don't have another assignment for 2-3 months, how is this income going to stretch out? Because you made extra. So you have to be more, more self accountable of income stream. Just because you got this big paycheck, you go for a shopping spree, you're going to have highs and lows like a business owner does. And so, yeah, I love helping midwives that want more just freedom in their life. They're like, I don't want to be strapped down to a healthcare system. I want to travel. I am sick of the drama of the healthcare system. I want to be my own mini boss and fill in gaps and stay out of the staff meetings. Like, we all have different reasons. I want to see these different cultures and travel to XYZ. I've been to, I think, 9 or 10 states so far, and my bucket list by retirement is to practice actively in every single state. And so each one of us has different skills. I know Brittany is an amazing recruiter that can help you to narrow down what you're looking for, how you want to do it. And if you're like, okay, I have a very narrowed list of what I'm looking for, you probably should have some side income to help, because the pickier you are and what type of assignment you want, the less Brittany's going to have to choose from.
Absolutely. You have to be a little bit more flexible, you know, with traveling and what jobs we're getting, what licensure. There's so many things we have to look at in advance.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Because if they want help ASAP and it's in Florida and you don't have a license in Florida, you're going to have to think 2-3 months in advance versus they need help now. And a lot of these IHS facilities, it's more of like a month, 3 weeks of credentialing, because you don't have to get the license, the insurance contract set up. So yeah, it's definitely fun and it's exciting, but you just have to think it's one of those things. I love teaching midwives about side hustles and creating a business that can travel and be with you wherever. The World Wide Web has so much for midwives. What are you passionate? What are you knowledge about? You can keep up your clinical expertise with Brittany and do these waves of fun assignments in Hawaii at an IHS facility and wherever you want to go. But then having a constant steady flow of something you can do on your off days, something you can sell as a product that's going to sell while you're awake or asleep. So I love balancing with midwives, like do some locum assignments, but let's create you a bait. Okay, what do you need to live off of no matter what each month? Let's create you a passive income that you're not going to feel so pressured to take XYZ assignment. Or Brittany and I were just talking a month ago. I was like, it's crickets. I've never seen it like this. And usually there's 30, 40 out there. So you can't predict regulation changes. You can't, the industry, the games change and play, and they always have highs in the holidays in the summer, but you have kind of these lows in February and March. And so if you're financially dependent, every single month you have to have this income, you need something else to supplement that, because it's not always guaranteed with 1099.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's where definitely a side hustle comes into play for sure. Yeah. And then also it's a great time if you know you want to start working in a certain state, work on the licensure. It's mm-hmm. so good to get ahead of the game. If you know there's like family in certain states that you definitely have to go to, or you definitely want to go, that's your dream. It's huge. Perfect time to do license when you have extra time on your hands.
Yeah. And it makes a difference. I think right now I have 6 or 7 licenses, because there's certain states I've worked in the past. It's super easy just to keep it reinactive. And especially when you get an assignment there, it gets reimbursed and it's part of your business upkeep. But yeah, Florida keeps calling to me. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do my license, because I see these assignments out there and I'm like, shucks, that one is really cool, but they need help ASAP. They're not going to wait for me 2-3 months. So yeah, if you get this inkling, I really want to travel here, even if there's not an assignment yet, Brittany can work on doing some reverse recruiting. She can talk to past places. If you want to explain how it's not just what's out there on the public, but you may be able to also reverse engineer some assignments.
Absolutely. We have a whole team here at Cross Country that we go and look. So we don't send your information or anything. We just showed an outline of the type of background that we have. And so what we do is call in clinics, call in hospitals, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of calls until we find that perfect client that's looking for a locum. And then, so we can always do that too. We don't actually have to have the job. We can see what you're looking for, reverse market in. And don't get discouraged if we don't get the first month. It may be the second month, but it will eventually happen. And that's mm-hmm. similar to what we've done in Vermont with Leslie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys all know from following my channel, I have a very unique skill set. A lot of times I have fun when these assignments come up that I was like, you think you need this, but can I propose to you what I can offer you? Like Brittany and I have so much fun making these creative acquisitions, because I can do business consulting. If they're opening a practice, I can be their interim director. I can fill in and train. Like I'm not the average locum. Most of the time they're just looking for somebody to fill in clinical gaps. So when Brittany and I are recruiting, I love the places that are starting. starting midwifery practices. They need leadership support. They're implementing. They need a new system change. I can fill in. I can orientate. So yeah, Brittany gets to know each and every one of you and what your strengths are and how she can customize a proposal package that'll make you stand out.
Absolutely, to each of the clients. And it's so much fun. We've had so much fun with locums. You just get to know each other. It's like we're family. You get to know, I've got to know Leslie, her whole family. Just, it's so much fun. It's like, what adventure are we going to go on next? You know,
it's one of those things. I know I can text Brittany and I'll send her a picture. I'll send her something. Like it's not just getting the assignment throughout the whole process. You get a rental car and then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning and there's been like a Freddy Krueger gone wild on your rental car. And you're like, Brittany, I don't know what to do about this. And we're just laughing together. Like, what are the chances of this happening and this happening? And so they become your deep friend and trusted because it's throughout the whole process. It's the finding you the great assignment, making sure your first couple of weeks are going really well. If there's any issues that come up, that's maybe they pivot on the contract expectations, that there's some misunderstandings, that you're supposed to be doing X, Y, Z, and then all of a sudden they change your contract abruptly. I mean, she and I can't stress enough. There's a lot of other people that say they're midwife recruiters out there. I've worked with lots of them. Brittany cannot even, like, she's in a whole new caliber of what midwife locums can be. So I can't stress enough to you, if anybody is looking to do a locum assignment, Brittany and I have worked together since 2016. I joke with her all the time. I'm like, Brittany, there's a contract with this agency. I want this. Can you get it so I can just work with you? Like, that's how we talk a lot.
Yes, you're too sweet. Thank you. It is. You work extra hard. I'm the biggest advocate for any midwife that wants to work locums. I will fight tooth and nail. There's so many times, as much as I would love for the contract to go smooth, that's where I come in. And as an employee, you don't have that advocate, someone that will fight there tooth and nail to get you what you need or to be there with your travel. If your rental car breaks down or your camper or, you know, something happens along the way, that's where I fall into play. Flights getting canceled, rebooking your flight, housing.
I remember that, sitting in the middle of a layover. I'm like, they got me on a plane for 2 hours. I don't think I'm making my next flight. I was supposed to start working the next morning. Yes, Brittany and I have had some fun conversations.
A lot of fun, but it always works itself out. Everything has always worked itself out. Nothing stressful. It just adds to the story of locums. It just makes it funny, you know, stories until later on.
So I can't stress enough. Locum midwifery is an excellent avenue. If you're somebody that's a nurse midwife wanting to travel, I know you and I are brainstorming. We need to branch it out to like CPMs and other avenues of midwives, because there isn't a locum for community-based midwives. You and I have brainstormed. We just need to get the hospital-based side working really well, and then we'll expand into these other industries. So yeah, midwife locums are phenomenal, whether you're an entity, like you work with birth centers. There's a couple birth centers in Pennsylvania you've worked with. It's not just hospitals. Like, Brittany is excellent. If someone is looking and they're short staffed and you want to create a contract, she can help to have you find a temporary person. So don't just think, if you're looking for a midwife locum assignment, but if you're listening to this and you're short as a midwife practice, Brittany can help you with a locum brought in.
Absolutely. I'd love to help fill that void until we can find your permanent, or maybe locums is what you need.
Yeah.
Or staffed, or maternity leaves, vacations.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Brittany. I know I'm excited for more of our conversations. We'll continue to educate midwives, and they can reach out to you and I. What's the best way that they can connect with you, Brittany?
I'm very flexible. Email, phone call, text. I'm very flexible. Whatever's the easiest.
Perfect. Well, I'll put your contact information under the video and they can definitely reach out. But yeah, if anybody's thinking midwife contracts, Brittany is your gal.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I adore you, Leslie. Thank you, guys.
Bye.